I would like to talk with you this morning for a few minutes about one phase of one of our articles of faith. I believe it is fundamental to our success for the future. It is fundamental to our success here, and certainly it is fundamental so far as our serving the Lord is concerned, because without it we do not serve the Lord, and without it we never can hope to come into His presence. And the little section from the article of faith which I hope to discuss is this: we believe in being honest. I believe that honesty is so much a part of the gospel of Christ that we cannot escape it, no matter how much we wish. And no matter how many times we go to church, and no matter how many times we may get on our knees and pray, no matter how much money we might pay as tithing or offerings, if we are not honest about it, then we are as tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. Honesty is fundamental to good character. Honesty is fundamental in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That honesty must take in every phase of our lives. That honesty must not only have to do with our money and such things as that, the payment of bills, but it should touch every part of our life. The Lord seemed very much impressed with the necessity of honesty when He gave so many commandments relating to it. You remember that He said that we should not steal. He said that we should not lie. We should not bear false witness. We should not covet. There are many things related to honesty that might be reviewed, and each one of us should review them periodically, because in order to be a real Latter-day Saint, we must be honest. We must never misrepresent the truth. We must never sail under false colors. We must never indulge in hypocrisy in any way. Certainly at no time should we be insincere in anything that we might say. I believe that we must be honest with ourselves. Every person must be honest with his own self. And we expect that you will be honest with your own selves. We hope that in your work you will be honest with this great university. We hope you will be honest with your fellow students. We hope you will be honest with your faculty. And then we hope that you will be honest with your parents and with their ideals and their standards. And we hope that you will be honest with this great church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm not going to talk about money this morning. I'm not going to talk about lying nor stealing. But I would like to talk about a few of the other phases of this subject of honesty, which we may not consider as frequently as we do some of these other matters. I mentioned that I hope that you would be honest with yourselves and honest with the church. Now, when ideas and teachings that seem to be contrary to what you have been taught all your lives are presented to you, instead of jumping to conclusions, will you be willing to be honest with the church? With the faith of your fathers, with your own self, will you be honest enough to really make an investigation? If people bring to you peculiar notions that you know are not taught by the church, be honest with the church and investigate those things. And just because they may border on the spectacular, or because they happen to come from somebody who may have impressed you in an unusual way, don't take everything as gilt-edged truth until you have investigated. Remember that this church has a great history. Remember that some of the best brains that have ever lived on the earth have been in this church, and upon investigation have decided that it's true. And who are we, any one of us, to throw down the result of that experience? Now, in every school and in every student, there is always attention given to this inevitable conflict, as they say, between religion and science. I would ask that you be honest both with religion and with science when you give consideration to it. I would ask that you be honest with your own selves. Now, when we speak of being honest with science, may I suggest that you do not impose on true science the unfair status of being blamed for false, bigoted, and misguided deductions that are not based on fact. If you think true science destroys faith, you are being dishonest with true science. If you think true scientists are irreligious, you are not being quite honest with true scientists. Pseudo-scientists with half-baked conclusions, deduced from untried theories, may attack faith, but not the true scientist, who at most will say he does not know. On this subject of science and religion, be honest with your church and admit that discoveries are made by others than scientists, and that it is as possible for a prophet to receive a revelation from heaven as it is for a scientist to discover a polio vaccine. On this same subject, be honest with your parents who have taught you faith, who know the value of faith. Do not throw down all their experience and all their teachings for any false scientific notions. Do not break their hearts by throwing down all they stand for because of the teachings of some prejudiced person who is not sufficiently honest either with you or himself to teach you the actual facts on the matter of science and religion. On this matter of being honest with your fellow students and with your professors and with this great university, may I ask that you remember the dishonesty of bitterness and criticism. When you judge a person or what he does, do you know all the facts involved? Are you a competent judge if you are not acquainted with motives, with urges, and the full nature of the situation? He that judgeth a matter before he heareth it is not wise, the scripture says. And we might add also that he is not being honest, either with himself or with the person he judges. You may consider one of your fellow students a proverbial ugly duckling, and you may criticize him. But maybe if you got acquainted with him, you would find that he isn't ugly at all, and that he is not a duckling. Be fair to him. Remember the golden rule, without which none of us can be Latter-day Saints. When you judge a person and talk about him and gossip about him, are you being honest? Are you guilty of theft and robbery as you talk about the other fellow? Are you stealing his good name? Are you corrupting his good reputation? And if so, are you honest? Let me talk about the word of wisdom for a moment. Many think that we are very narrow in holding so to this doctrine. But why not be honest with ourselves and with the facts in the case? Why not admit first and foremost that there is a tremendous spiritual handicap in violation of this law? Why not admit that spirituality is essential to a well-balanced life? Then why not admit that liquor and tobacco, for instance, are destructive of spirituality? Then why not admit that they are bad? Let us be honest and admit the relationship that does exist between the use of tobacco and liquor and immorality. I do not say that every smoker is immoral, nor is everyone who takes a cocktail, far from it. What I do say is that tobacco and liquor lay the foundation for looseness, which looseness may lead to immorality. Looseness makes you common, doesn't it? Let us be honest with ourselves and admit that no one respects looseness, either in men or women. Everybody loses by making himself common. Let us be honest and admit that filth is filth, no matter where we find it, whether moral filth or otherwise. Filth is filth. We go to extremes these days in our efforts to be clean and sterile and pure, even in respect to our foods. We make every effort to see that they are untouched by human hands, and yet in the midst of all this effort to be clean and pure and sterile in many physical things, we in this day are putting up more and more with more and more filth of a moral kind. And whereas we raise standards of cleanliness on food and clothing and washing our hands, this generation takes unto itself more and more of the worst kind of filth, which is the moral filth. And I ask you, as the young people of this generation, to be honest enough to admit it, and to be honest enough to be consistent and be as clean and pure in our morals as we are with respect to the food that we eat. And no matter how much the moral filth is glamorized, let's remember that it's filth just the same. Now I ask you to be honest with yourselves in regard to your dating. Be honest with the persons with whom you date. Remember one of the fundamental laws of God: thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal the good name of your friend. Thou shalt not steal from her or him those things which are dearer than life itself. Thou shalt not invade her privacy. Thou shalt not steal the virtue or chastity of any other person. By petting or necking, do not attempt to cheapen or make common either yourself or the other person. To do so is a dishonest and an evil act. Be honest enough to remember that thou shalt not steal anything that is thy neighbor's, and especially their good name, their good morals, their virtue. And not one of us has the right to invade the personal privacy of another person in an effort to steal their morals and their virtue. If you are dating with someone and have reached a point where you begin to think in terms of marriage, once again I ask you to be honest. If you are getting serious with your friend And if you yourself happen to have a past, then be honest with that friend and tell him or her of that past, so that in all fairness they may have the opportunity of making other arrangements if they so desire. Do not hide anything from the person you hope to marry. Be honest with them. If they know all about your background, maybe they will not want you. Be truthful with them and give them every opportunity to choose wisely. And then there is the matter of your family background. Most likely it is good, something of which you are wonderfully proud. But occasionally there is a family background that is not so good. Will you be honest with the person you hope to marry and tell them the whole truth about your family background? And if it's good, will you be glad to be proud of it? And if they happen to make fun of something that's grand, although simple and humble, in your mother or your dad, will you defend your mother or your dad, even at the expense of losing this friend? In this regard, be honest also with yourself. If you have a good family background, do not be false to it. Be true to it. Uphold the high standards of your family. Do not drag those standards nor your good name down into any condition which could ultimately bring sorrow to you or your family. And then another thing on this matter of honesty and courtship and marriage. Will you be honest with yourself and avoid a hasty marriage? You are being unfair to yourself, unfair to your family, unfair to the person you hope to marry if you marry in haste. And then I invite you to be honest with yourself and marry within the church. Just as we urge people to marry within their race, so we urge people to marry within their own church. Mixed marriages nearly always are unhappy marriages. And so we urge that Catholics marry Catholics, Presbyterians marry Presbyterians, Baptists marry Baptists, and we ask Latter-day Saints to marry Latter-day Saints. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your husband or wife, you owe it to your children who may be born to you and to your parents and all you love to marry within the church. It will give you the greatest opportunity for harmony in the home, so that you may be free to worship God with your husband or wife on a common basis, and so that you can train your children in the faith. And I ask you, finally, be honest with God. Do not suppose at any time that you can fool the Lord. Most of you have been born and reared in this church. Most of you have been born to parents who have taught you the faith. You have been reared in homes established on sincere devotion to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, to the Prophet Joseph Smith, to our Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, and to our Father, God. Now, when you are away from that home and away from those family surroundings, will you be willing to be honest with the Lord? Be honest with him in regard to your obedience to the commandments? Will you be honest with him when you get down on your knees to pray, and pray with sincerity and honesty, knowing that you have been honest with others that day, knowing that that day you have tried to love your neighbor as yourself, knowing that that day you remembered the first and great commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart? Will you be honest enough with God so that you will love him and not just profess? Professions mean nothing to the Lord. It is performance. It is the heart. It is the intent of your innermost soul. Is your real intent to serve God? Is your real intent to love your neighbor as yourself? Is your real intent to live the golden rule? If that is your intent, are you putting your intentions to work? Are you really living these commandments? And then if you are, when you get down on your knees before the Almighty night and morning, you can pray to him with honesty. You can pray with genuine intent, and you will know that you have a background of obedience to support and sustain your prayers. Be honest with God. How are we honest with him? By not professing something that we do not live. If you are honest with God, then you're going to take him at his word. And when he says that we are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, we are to accept that and not do it by half or by quarters. If it's a matter of the Lord saying that we should honor the Sabbath day, then to be honest with God, we must honor the Sabbath day. If it's the payment of tithing and the Lord says a tithe, if we're going to be honest with him, then we are going to pay a tithe, aren't we? We're not going to pay a part of a tithe. If it's a matter of the word of wisdom and the Lord has given us that as the word and will of God, if we're going to be honest with him, then we're going to keep the word of wisdom. If we're going to keep any of the other commandments, we must do so fully and completely because the Lord has says that he requires the hearts of men. And he expects that we will serve him with all our heart and with all our strength, without reservations of any kind. And if we try to get along with part payment of this or part observance of the other, and still kid ourselves that we are good Latter-day Saints, then let us put it down that we are not being honest either with ourselves or with the Lord, who is our Father and our God. Honesty is one of the greatest of all the commandments, and we believe in being honest. And that we may is my humble prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.